Before setting out for Lebanon, where she is awaiting the arrival of Pope Benedict XVI, Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure spoke to Father Pier Giorgio Giannazza, a Salesian priest of Don Bosco who teaches dogmatic and oriental theology and Islamic studies in the Holy Land. Father Giannazza speaks of the everyday reality of Christian-Muslim dialogue in the Middle East and of the conditions of life for Christians in the region. But first, he points out, there are differences in Christian-Muslim dialogue according to the part of the world in which that dialogue is taking place.
First of all, I perceived, but I already knew from readings, that there are differences between Muslims and Christian relations in regards to the many parts of the world. So maybe in our region, in Middle East region, it is more difficult. And for many reasons, you see in these last decades how many wars where minorities are involved, and especially Christians. For instance, Iraq, where the big majority of Christians left this country because of the war, because of the conflicts, and Egypt, and lastly, in this last year, Syria, and so on. But normally, the relations are good. As regards religion, the dialogue is not open, never. Only the dialogue of life is going on, no? And as regards for more subjects or topics of higher level are discussed between scholars, priests and imams and those who study, no? Mm-hmm. But normal life is good. And also they have all the population a sense that someone or something from abroad, from outside, is disturbing their relations. So up to upset the region and to take advantage of them at the expense of the population. So is the general feeling, especially for the Christians.
We see the terrible violence now in Syria. How are Christians in the Middle East looking at that conflict?
Yes, this is a very interesting question, because from the beginning, especially the Christians and the bishops and the priests saw this conflict and violence something strange, very, very strange, you know? Because up to only to 1 year, 2 years ago, who visited Syria was very impressed for the receiving peoples and the situation, good views, no? And then very abruptly, this conflict. How? So the Christians lived always in peace with all other minorities and majorities, like Muslims, Alawi, Sunni or Shiites, and so on. No? And really, they were a big percentage, 10%, it was not bad.
10% Christians
among
in
the
Syria.
Population mm-hmm. in Syria, very good. And now many of them are leaving, no? But the life was normal. And they were saying that it was the best place for Christian in all the Middle East until this last violence and so on, no? So it is not the time to understand and also to explain how this burnt out in a so strange manner, no? Yes, the facts are there. But the explanation of these facts are not yet evident, no? Where are the sources? Who are the forces inside, outside, and so on?
Now, you lived in Lebanon for a while. Pope Benedict will be going there September 14th through 17th. He's going to be presenting the apostolic exhortation following the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East, which was held in 2010. Did you have a chance to read anything that came out of that synod?
Yes, I was present also.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I was a member of the synod, not as a specific member, but as an expert, thanks to my theological studies, to ecumenism and so on, Orthodox and relations and Christ, and so on. And
let me ask you a question. That was 2010, so it preceded the Arab Spring.
Yes.
Do you think that now that document should be changed or is no longer relevant because of the changes that we've seen in the last 2 years sweeping the Middle East and North Africa?
I think that the main ideas will not change, because from the beginning, especially in this subject, you know, relations Christians and Muslims, was very much expressed, you know, and they said, we must live here. We have a mission here. Our church is the church for Islamic world. And being a Christian in the Middle East region, where the majority are Islam, is not only a condition, a situation, but it is a mission. So this is the place where God wanted us to be and to live. And we must not have fear to dialogue with the Muslims, even if we found many fundamentalist events or trends. But we know that the majority of the people are not of such trend, no? So, little flock, stay here, don't fear, and God will build a new era, no? This, I think that the main ideas remain, and the Arab Spring were political, but not so much religious. So I hope that that will be the main thing, and the Pope will be there, I hope and I think, no, to strengthen this presence of the Christian there.
Lebanon has 17 different faith communities, a very large Christian population. Is that why, do you think, Pope Benedict chose Lebanon?
Yes, this is really one of the reasons, and also because the reason is a kind of what can be the future, no? Because Lebanon lived this spring, we may call it, the civil war, a terrible civil war, 15 or 14 years, no? In the past century, in the last decades. And so they experienced it. What a kind of demency was this war. And so they want to live in peace. This is a must for them, no? Christians and Muslims. And really, also the imams and the bishops now are searching to unite these minds and to make a new nation. And so it will be an example for the other nations, we hope. This is why the Pope will give force, no, to these ideas and to these experiences.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in dialoguing with Muslims today? Is the rise of radicalism in the Muslim world one of the biggest challenges?
So, it depends on the places, no? The same political powers in the Middle East fear the extremists, the fundamentalists. They say they will upset the region, no? Because we know that Islam is monolithic, we say, no? But in the same time, it has many different expressions, no? And they see that this fundamentalism is maybe one trend of Islam and the most extremist. So it is not the norm, the general move of the people. The people want, yes, live their Islamic faith and beliefs, but also the minorities have their rights and we must live in peace, no? This is not a real spirit of Islam and also Quran. So why give expression only to one trend and the majority are against these extremists, not a fundamentalist? But they have strength and force and power and so-called jihad in the combative sense, and they destroy, no, the quietness and the meekness of others.